news today, oh boy.
It's time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
100% of my focus is on stopping this new administration.
That, of course, is Mitch McConnell, Senate Minority Leader, the biggest obstruction to President Biden's agenda. But number two is a senator with a D next to his name. Joe Manchin of West Virginia wrote in the Charleston Gazette Mail on Sunday that he would not vote for SB 1, the For the People Act. That's the election reform law that Democrats are pushing to counter the voting restrictions passed in a number of Republican-controlled states. Without Manchin's vote in an evenly split 50-50 Senate, the bill will fail. Democrats in the White House have said that reform is necessary to preserve access to the ballot, particularly for voters of color who'd be most affected by these new state restrictions. Manchin said the bill is partisan and would, quote, risk further dividing and destroying the republic we swore to protect and defend as elected officials? Huh? And he doubled down on his opposition to changing or getting rid of the filibuster. Freshman Congressman Mondaire Jones of New York, a progressive Democrat, accused Manchin of voting, quote, to preserve Jim Crow. Meanwhile, the former guy continued to push disinformation around the 2020 presidential election in a speech Saturday before the North Carolina Republican Party. He praised states like Texas, Florida, and Georgia that have advanced laws making it harder for Americans to vote. He also, of course, criticized the Biden administration and Dr. Fauci. He demanded China pay $10 trillion for its role in the coronavirus pandemic and endorsed a guy named Bud for North Carolina's open Senate seat. Trump didn't say whether he plans to run for the White House again in 2024. And no, I won't be sharing any audio. If you must hear it, just go back and listen. It's the same lies he's been spewing since he lost the election and tried to blame you. Moving right along. The Biden administration is finally admitting that we are facing a national security crisis with increasingly more common ransom-demanding hackers. In recent weeks, they've targeted a pipeline, a Florida water system, schools, healthcare institutions, government agencies, and the meat industry. Energy Secretary Jennifer Granholm on Sunday said that U.S. adversaries are capable of shutting down our power grid. Many of the attacks appear to be the work of criminal gangs based in Russia. President Biden is set to meet with Russian President Putin this week on his first foreign trip since taking office, and the summit is likely to be even more tense than expected. Here at home, we begin another week with reports of another deadly weekend of shootings. In Chicago, at least 5 people were killed and 40 others wounded during 5 gun violence incidents. So far, no one is in custody. Salt Lake City and Indianapolis also saw reported fatal shootings over the weekend, while a shooting in New Orleans Sunday morning left 8 people injured. Miami was again prolific, with at least 2 mass shootings this weekend alone, following a spate of them over the Memorial Day weekend. Early Monday morning, 3 were killed and another 3 wounded in a murder-suicide in Homestead, Florida. It just never ends. More than 8,400 people have died from gun violence in the United States this year so far. Yet, despite those statistics, a U.S. District Court judge for the Southern District of California, Roger Benitez, on Friday overturned that state's assault weapons ban, which was put into place in 1989. Benitez called the ban a, quote, failed experiment, writing that, quote, government is not free to impose its own policy choices on American citizens where constitutional rights are concerned. Then he added that the law, quote, banned fairly ordinary, popular, modern rifles as opposed to just bazooka, howitzers, or machine guns. And then he described the AR-15 assault rifle as, quote, a perfect combination of home defense weapon and homeland defense equipment, and actually compared it to a Swiss Army knife. California Governor Gavin Newsom said the ruling is a, quote, direct threat to the public safety and the lives of innocent Californians, while the state's attorney general vowed to appeal it. Wow. Former White House counsel Don McGahn on Friday testified before the House Judiciary Committee about the former guy's efforts to undermine former special counsel Robert Mueller's federal probe of Russian interference in the 2016 presidential election. Committee Chair Jerry Nadler wouldn't discuss details about the interview, but he did say that McGahn, quote, testified at length to an extremely dangerous period in our nation's history, and that he was clearly distressed by Trump's refusal to listen to his legal advice. But with each day, we learn more about the excesses and illegalities of the Trump administration. The New York Times now reporting on newly uncovered emails showing that former White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows sent then Acting Attorney General Jeffrey Rosen several messages in late December 2020 and early January 21, asking him to examine baseless claims of widespread voter fraud in the 2020 elections, including one conspiracy theory described as, quote, fantastical, alleging that people in Italy used military technology and satellites to switch votes for former President Donald Trump to votes for President Biden. The messages highlight the increasingly urgent efforts by Trump and his allies to undermine the election results while he was still in office.
Wow.
Well, the Supreme Court's term officially ends on June 28th. That means the justices will deliver opinions from now until then, until they reach the end. And we're waiting on some biggies, including Fulton versus the City of Philadelphia regarding same-sex couples as foster parents, California versus Texas and Texas versus California. That's the third major challenge to the Affordable Care Act. Then there's a voting rights case. That is Brnovich versus DNC and Arizona Republican Party versus DNC. There's a question about pay for college athletes in NC2A versus Alston and AAC versus Alston. Among the highest profile ones we'll be looking for Mondays and Thursdays at 10 a.m. Eastern until the end of the month. On Monday morning, the justices issued just one opinion, Sanchez versus Mayorkas. The opinion was unanimous, written by Justice Kagan, and the question was whether a grant of temporary protected status to the petitioner, Jose Santos Sanchez, given to him because of unsafe living conditions in El Salvador, enables him to obtain lawful permanent resident status despite his unlawful entry. The answer, according to all nine justices, is no. The justices on Monday morning also turned down a lawsuit alleging that America's all-male military draft amounts to unconstitutional discrimination on the basis of sex. There are still 22 cases yet to announce. The next opinions will come down Thursday. Stay tuned. And finally, Jeff Bezos, the billionaire owner of Amazon, The Washington Post, and founder of Blue Origin, announced in an Instagram post Monday morning that he and his brother will be among the first space tourists on the New Shepard when it takes flight on July 20th. And that's just a bit of what's news for now. I'm Nicole Sandler. If you appreciate these reports and the Nicole Sandler Show, I hope you'll consider making a contribution. My work is 100% listener supported, and I can't do it without your help. Find out more at NicoleSandler.com, and please click on that donate button.